Today's daf is Nedarim daf Ayin Tes. Nedarim Ayin Tes, and we are on Ayin Chesam Abeis, second to last line, and we are discussing the Shita of Rabbi Chanina, who just came onto the scene. Rabbi Chanina tells us on Ayin Chesam Abeis that we know the Dinda Araisa is that the husband or father have a day to be mefer or make him v'neder, to support it, to get rid of it. Says Rabbi Chanina, if the husband is quiet, he is shasak, he is not making the neder, but not because he wants the neder to continue, and he wants it to be chal continuously against his wife, but he just wants to cause her a little tsaris, amanas lamekat, he wants to annoy her, he wants her to be in pain, but eventually he will be made for it. He has no kavana to be made for it forever, so then he is allowed to be made for it even 10 days later. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina, that shastika by itself does not automatically make the neder bichal after a day. It depends on what the kavana was. Was it shtika mitoch amanas lamekat, or was it shtika based on other reasons? That's the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina. So we try to reject that, as we will see. It will ultimately be rejected. We don't paskin that way. But the first masiv we brought, masiv ravo, was from the brisa we had earlier. We tried to bring a raya from something related to nisrokna, and now we are on the second. The second masiv, ayin ches amabes, second to last line. Masiv rav chizda. Says Rav Chizda, chomer bahakem mi bahafer u bahafer mi bahakem. There are certain unique halachos, chumra halachos, that apply to hakama, that don't apply to hafara, and vice versa. Each one has a chumrah that the other one does not have. Which, what are they? Chomer b'hakein, there's a chumrah regarding hakamas haneder, that it stays, that strengthens the neder, shashtika mikayemes ve'ein shtika mevatelas. Because shtika, just being quiet, is mekayim a neder, if you don't say anything, but it does not work to be mevatel a neder. That's a chumrah of hakama. It's easier to be make him something, because you don't do anything. Sheva tase, if I don't do anything, that's already enough to be making the neder. So that's a chumra vakama, ve'ein shtika mevatelas, but shtika is not mevatel the neder. Kiyem belibo, kiyem. Hefer belibo, eina mufar. And number two might be related, as we'll see in a second. Be'ez Hashem, if I'm a kiyem in my heart, I don't say anything, that would work. Kiyem belibo, kiyem. Ein sarach lahotzi besvasav, says the Ran. Hefer belibo eino mufar. But if I'm mefer in my heart, so that hafara doesn't, I can think all day. I want to be mefer, I want to be mefer. So it's not going to work. Number two. Number three, kiyem eino yachol lahafer, hefer eino yachol lakayim. Once I'm a kayim it, I can no longer be mefer. Right, once it's done, it's done. Hefer eino yachol lakayim. Once I'm mefer, I cannot be mekayim. Remember, we had earlier the questions about what if you're mekayim l'sha'a for a moment. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about if you're mekayim it, period, you can no longer change it. You cannot get out of it. But hafara, you kiyim, you can't be mefer. And hafara eino yachol lakayim. That last line is not a chumra or a kula. That is, as the Ran says, just another din that applies to both of them. Good. K'tani, so let's, before we talk about it, let's get, what's the diuk? What's the raya? K'tani, what does it say in the brisa? Shashtika mekayemes, even just being quiet is enough to be mekayem the neder. What type of shtika are we talking about? My love is in the brisa also including b'shosek amanas lamekat, including shtika, even if you just want to cause saris to your wife, and therefore you see from here that you cannot do anything and be made for it a week and a half from now. So doesn't that prove against Rabbi Chanina? Answer, lo, b'shoz ha'ka manas l'kayim. Maybe shtika in the Bryce is only amanas l'kayim, and that's why you can't be made for it in a week. So Gemara says, haynu kiyem belibo kiyem. But that's exactly the second line of the Bryce, that if you b'kayim mit belibo, how are you b'kayim mit belibo? You don't say anything. Right? That's shtika amanas l'kayim. So that would be the same thing. Ela b'shoz ha'kstam. No, the Bryce is about a case where you are shosek without focusing and knowing what you're going to do. But again, it's not a raya against Rabbi Chanina. Stop there for a moment. The Ran here says, the makar of the din. How do I know? Right, there are two lines in the brisa. The first line of the brisa is that shtika works, and the second line says that shtika works to be mekayim and not to be mevatel, not to be mefer. That was the first line. And then the second line was that I could even be mekayim belibo. How do I know that? Says the Ran, and this is discussed by the Achronim. V'nira be'enai, line 3. V'nira be'enai, the Alfina la mishtika de yom shamo, shehi mekayemes. I learned hefer belibo from the fact that not doing anything on the day that you hear about it works. The time of my, why does it work? Why does shtika for an entire day allow the neder to continue? Mishav the kiver sha'avar yom shmiya velo hefer. Once the day has passed and I was not made for it, goli adaite. That itself is considered a gilui das, a reflection and showing my ratzon. Shehu rotze b'kibush al neder. If I don't say a word on the whole day that I heard about it, that shows that I'm interested in the neder continuing. Alma. So what do you see to generalize that umdena demuchach, according to the Torah? If being quiet is enough to show that you want the neder, so alma kol shebeliba l'kayim osagi. So that also would show that even if I knew for a minute, let's say I could read somebody's mind, if for a minute I'm mekayim, that also is good enough. In both of them, you don't have to say anything to be motzi besfasav. So just like being quiet the entire day is an under the demuchak that you want the neder to be chal, so too, says the Ran, kiyim belibo is also going to work. Ella the yov le'rachmana kol hahu yom ala hafara. But the Torah gives the whole day for the ability to be made for mishum da'ad da'arvashim shalom muchach midi, she wrote to the kayim. Because until sunset, it doesn't show anything. You go after his das. But once you have the whole day, so then that's good enough. Umina, last line. But if you're mekayim it belibo, not just quiet the whole day, which then ends up turning into a kiyim, but if you were actually mekayim it belibo, that would work. It's as if the whole day went by. That's the Ran's jump. Basically, going from line 1 in the Braisa to line 2 in the Braisa. If shtika is mikayemes after an entire day, so too, hafara b'lev would also work. And that jump is not so simple. The Rav Kiva Eger, right here, the Gilui Hashas, wonders why that is true. There's a big difference between being quiet the entire day, then we could say, wow, why didn't you say anything the whole day? So that we could say, okay, that shows that's considered a kiyum. But why should that have then show us about the next step about being mekayim it b'lev for a second? Okay, they're both not motzi b'sfasav, but they're still different. Says the Gilui Hashas, kashali right here. Hakai malan da'af de dvarim shebelev lo havi dvarim. Yes, we hold dvarim shebelev lo havi dvarim, and therefore, if there's something inside that I don't say, so then I'm not going to say it's halachically significant. Mikal makom hecha demuchach v'goli lakol havi dvarim. As we know, we mentioned a number of times, Tosfos in a few places, Ksuba Sadi Zayin, Kiddushin Memtes, has the three different levels for Dvarim Shebelev. There are some things that are obvious. Some things are not called Dvarim Shebelev. Right? If a person gives away all of his property because he does not think he has a child, and the next day his long-lost son walks in, so then there's Dvarim Shebelev Ubelev Kaladam. He gets his property back, even though he didn't make a tznai when he gave it. Because obviously he's going to want to give some to his kids. So where it's muchach v'goli lakol havi dvarim, kehidim avrachas v'chadome, imkein. So says the Gilui Hashas maraya, to bishasa kol yom hashmiya, de anudanin, de muchach shirotze b'kiyumo shel neder, v'goli lanu kavanaso. How do we say that just because where he's quiet the whole day, that is enough of a raya, bishabachi avikiyam, avo b'kiyim b'libo, she'enu goli lakol? If I was just mekayim in my heart, there's no umdina debuchach there. That's dvarim shebelev. Havikachol dvarim shebelev delo mahani. Vitzarech iyun gadol. Tzarech iyun gadol. I once heard that there's a different level of difficulty based on what Rabbi Kiva Eger ends off with. Sometimes he says tzarech iyun. Sometimes tzarech iyun gadol. Sometimes he just quotes a makar without even saying what the problem is. And sometimes he even says Hashem yair einai when he seems like he's really upset that he wants to get an answer to the question. Doesn't know it. He says Hashem yair einai. So if you look, even in this Masechta, we've had different lines in the Gilui Hashas. What exactly is the severity of the question. That's the, like, if you look earlier, we had a Daf Ayin Gimel, we just had a Mukker quoted. If you look in on Daf Ayin Beis, an Aleph, he quotes Tamu Ali, and then here, there he has Hashem Ya'ir Einai. That's on Daf Ayin Beis. So here he has a Tzarechi and Gadol. Okay, I have to do research in the Gilead Hashas to know. But this is the Kasha. I mean, how did the Ran make that jump from being shosek the entire day to being mekayim belev. So the achronim try to struggle what the root problem is with dvarim shebelev. Is it purely that we don't know? We don't know what he is interested in, or there's something different. The Achiezer, Rav Chaim Ozer writes in Chelik Beis Simin Yutes, and the Dvar Avram writes this as well. So maybe Shekan Vadai Ein Chisarich Al Dvarim Shevelev Ein Dvarim. Well, you have to say here somehow when it comes to being Mefer or Mekim, there isn't a problem with Dvarim Shevelev for some reason. That's how the Ron can make the jump. Why not? Kivan Shevim Makom Shein Diber Soser Le Dvarim Shevelev. What's the usual Dvarim Shevelev problem? What you're doing is different than what you might be thinking. I'm getting married, and I'm thinking that I only want to be married if it rains tomorrow. But that's against what I'm doing now. What am I doing? I'm getting married. What am I thinking? I'm not going to be married. For the other rate. So that's where you have a problem of Dvarim Shevelev, where you have two things where your thought would be breaking the action that you just did. That's where Dvarim Shevelev Einim Dvarim. A Dibur cannot override a Maisa. Kivan, but here, there's no Maisa. You're not doing anything. So that's not an issue of Dvarim Shevelev. We just don't know what you want or what your Kavana is. Kivan Shebe Makom She'ein Dibur Sosul Dvarim Shevelev Ein Chisarin Shal Dvarim Shevelev. Says Rav Chaim Ozer, v'chol nidon haran lahochiach shekiyim b'leiv moel. The whole discussion of the Ran, l'fisha yitzad lomar shekiyim hu. Here we go, ke'ein neder. What's the issue here? The Achronim discuss, and we mentioned this before. What's the lumdus of hakamas haneder? What is the husband doing by being make him it? What's the halakhic mechanism? So that's what the Achronim asks. Is it ke'ein neder? And Rav Gusman has this in Kuchas Ishurim, in Simon Chav Zayin. What is the, how do you look at the Hakamas HaNeder? Ha'imi K'neder, Sheha'av Ba'atzmo Mechil Iser, Shemachasek as a Neder Shavito? Does Hakamas strengthen the Neder? Is that how it's looked at? In what way? It's like the father, the husband, takes a Neder. Oh no, what is Hakama? It's just prevention of getting rid of the Neder. It's not that it is positively doing something to the nether. It's just getting rid of any other possibility of being mefer. Ikuv ha'afara, mafkia, es ha'efsharus, la'hafer es ha'nether. Ukimo, says Rav Gusman, shalo yachol ha'afer nether she'er enoi inui nefesh. Just like there are limitations to certain types of nedarim that the husband can get rid of, kach lo yachol ha'afer nether lachar hakama. So after hakama, it's a nether that's off limits. But it's not that he does anything to the nether. He has veto power. Veto power is different than strengthening her nether itself. Veto just means I have removed the allowance for it to be chal by itself. Right, and this Rev Gusman says might be the root suffix of whether there is she'ela by hakama. Right, we had that earlier. Can after a husband who is make him the nether, can he go then to a chacham and be shoel on his hakama? So says Rev Gusman, if it's a kei nether, he itself is strengthening the nether. So if he's strengthening the nether through his own semi-nether, that's what hakama is, a nether about somebody else, so then it would have she'ela. It's related to the parsha of Nedarim. But if it's just being ma'akiv, the hafara, so how are you shoel on a veto, or on a removal? V'imi ikav hafara lo shayach li hishoel aleha. Right, and that's what all the achronim get into. The Granat, Mishnas Yavetz, Rav Zhalti in Yerodea Simen Tezvav, that they all discuss this issue of what is Hakamas. So says the Achiezer, maybe that's what's going on here too. So, Lufi, let's get back to the Rav Chaim Moser. Lufi shay tzad lomar, shekiyim hu ke'ei neder. Ulufi shay ben neder yeish din bitu isfasayim, kach gam bakiyim tzorak bitu isfasayim. So too, for Hakamas HaNeder, you might need bitu isfasayim, if you say tzad echad of the Chakira. But once we say that you don't need bitu isfasayim, you could just be quiet the whole day, so then Memela, so too Kiyim Belev would work. Because again, here, it's not going against a certain Maisa, it is just reflecting. We don't know, you have to think one way or the other. Also related, this is a classic Hashuke Chemed right here on the Daf, She'ela. Here it is, and we'll see how this relates. Baal Shashama Menether Shanadu Ishto. Husband heard about his wife made the Ned there, and he was quiet, and he wasn't made for it the whole day. Until Shkia. And after Shkia, maybe it was the day, he suggests, Tainus Chaf Aleph, that the sun came back out to shine. Remember the story of Nachdimon Ben Gurion? The Gemara says there are three people that made the sun and the moon, you know, do things that they don't normally do. Moshe, Yoshua. Yoshua is explicit in the text. Moshe is based on Gzeirah Shavah. And Nachdimon Ben Gurion. He made the deal with a certain non-Jewish emperor, non-Jewish general, who had borrowed from him 12 big pits of water because Klal Yisrael needed water even when they were all a regel, and it didn't rain for months and months. And finally, the last day, he went into the Beis HaMikdash and he got it to rain, but the guy came out of the shower and said, "No, it's too late." So he goes back into the Beis HaMikdash, he davids, and the sun came back out. And that's why it's called Nachdimon, because Kadar is mean to penetrate. The sun penetrated the clouds and the night and came back out. So I asked Rav Zilberstein, in his classic style, is that considered B'yom Shamo? If the sun already set and now it came back, right? Would we say that the husband could still be made for the neder? Ha'im nechshav she'igloi milsa l'mafreya. Well, the shaila is, if the sun ever comes out, the three times that happened in history, or when the sun came out earlier for Yaakov Avinu, is that called the new day? Is that igloi milsa l'mafreya sha'adayin lo higia eishkiyas achama? V'nimsa sha'adayin lo is time hayom? Is it that the day really wasn't finished yet when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it out? O Dilma, or maybe no, the day's finished. And this is anew, this is miraculous moments. El Shala Acher Hazricha Hanisis Nechshav Hadavar Ki Yom Chadash. L'chora Achen Yesh Ladun. Lomar Shenechshav Hem Shekola Yom. Well, it must be l'chora that it's considered the same day. Why? Or else the loan wouldn't have been paid up. Remember, the whole point of the story is that he was able to pay up the loan, and it was due that day. So for that story, it sounds like his Tariq HaKash as well, Boris Mayim, it must have been considered the same day. So that's why I would say this, and maybe also for Hafara, it would be the same. So he says, Barabba Nido Didan, he says, I'm not so sure. Even if it's considered the same day, I'm not so sure. Why? Because it depends on this Chakira of the Achronim. Is Shtika, or is the Hakama considered a strengthening of the woman's neder, or just a lack of doing anything? If it's a strengthening of the neder of hakama nira, the eino yachal ol hafer does not think that it could work. Why? Yesh lachkar begeder shtika biyom shamo. What's the shtika? Is it mitab lo nitnol torah koach lafer yoser miyom shmi? It's a similar chakira, but let's listen to his version. Since the Torah only gives power no more than yom shmiya, and since the yom shmiya finished, avar yom shmiya ein lo sklus hafara, or do I say no? So it's midin hakama. Since he was shosek, nichale b'neder, and his kedin hekim v'libo. V'hanaf gamina will be our issue. V'litzad echad shadar ninaschus rak b'yom shmiya, yishbakam l'savik anah, ulai echashiv adayin l'yom shmiya. If the Torah gives him schus to be, may to get rid of it at any time, so he can still get rid of it. But if it's that the day being quiet is considered strengthening the woman's nether, so he was quiet until Shkia, so he must be that he was ready, make him in and he can't get out of it. That he says, well, Aron, I think, sounds like the second side, because Aron connects Shtika to Hakama Belev, and therefore, I would say that he cannot be made for it after the sun goes down, even if the sun would come back out in this regard. Fascinating. And then he says, and you can ask this question about many other areas of life as well. What if there's a baby that's was supposed to have a bris milah on day 8, and this was day 8? So what happens if the sun came back out? Is it still called day 8, or is it considered nighttime, and you can't do a bris milah at night? So what do you consider this? Right, in this bris milah b'yom shmini, I would ask another one. What if a baby is born at this moment? Is this considered a baby from the previous day or a baby from the following day? Right, so he goes through back and forth. These arise. And at the end, he quotes the Chassam Sofer and that Gemara in Tainus. The Chassam Sofer says clearly it was not considered the same day. It was not considered the same day, and really, Nachdiel Ben Gurion did not pay up the loan. He didn't pay it. The day was finished, but because of the nace, the guy gave it to him. Avagav shenes kadesh Hashem mikol makom haynu gezel goy. Says the Chassam Sofer. Talk upon him. Ha'emes hu shahayalayla. V'nira shenakdim on lo nana may also be in base kikar kesef shalalanos v'bais anisim shkvar shaka chamel. Sha'asa kavet atzmo. Pshem hachi nensha. V'chulu it continues. But the Chassam Sofer is not so convinced that it was still the same day from previously. And therefore, You can't bring any raias to that effect in our issue. And he says, according to Chasam Sofer, obviously it's nighttime, you cannot do the bris milah at that moment, that you have to wait for azricha tivis. You have to wait for a natural lighting up and not for a miraculous lighting up. And he talks about other issues there. Reminds us these types of questions. If a miracle happens, what would be the halacha? The Achronim ask about Eishes Elio. Could Eishes Elio get remarried? Why Elio Navi went up to Shemayim in the chariot of fire? So what's the status of his wife? Right, questions like, or the Gemara about Megillah, about the Kam Rabbi Shachti the Reb Zera, by the Purb Suda, which got out of hand. Right, the Reb Zera, does he have to do a new Kiddushin with his wife after he came back the next day in Tchias HaMesim? Or is he still married from beforehand? These are the types of shilas that Achronim bring up, take the miraculous stories, and try to figure out what the halacha would be in these cases. Okay, so let's get back to the Braisa. So the Braisa quoted, we try to bring a Raya against Rabbi Chanina, and to show that you cannot be Shosek Amanas Lameka, that wouldn't work in the future. And we say, no, maybe the Braisa is about Shosek Stam, so it's not Akasha. But the Braisa did quote that there's a Chumrah by Hakama and by Hafara. So we only quoted the Chumrah by Hakama. What's the Chumrah by Hakama? That you can be making even through being quiet. So Ashkechan Chomer Bahake mi Bahafer. So I understand the Braisa says the Chumrah of Hakama. Bahafer mi Bahake mi Nalan. What's the Chumrah of Hafara? Where do you have the Chumrah of being Mefer? So says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nishalin al Hahakim ve Nishalin al Hafer. You could be Shoel on the Hakama, as we just mentioned. You go to a Chacham if somebody's making the Neder and then he's Shoel on that. He can do that. Right, Vein is Shoel on the Hafer, but he can't be Shoel on the Hafara. There's no Sheila. Once he is Mefer, the Neder, so then you can't, there's nothing to make disappear, there's nothing to remove, and therefore that is a Chumrah of Hafara, because once it's done, it is done. The Karen Ora says that there are other Nafkaminas that the Gemara just didn't mention. The Karen Ora here says, Lamai Damrina La'el, Dekiem L'Sha Yacha La'Hafer, you can be Mekim L'Sha'a, says the Karadara, according to that side we had earlier. It says, I'm going to be Mekaibit for an hour, and then I'm going to be made for it. So you can't be made for it for an hour. Matinu chomer b'hafer mi b'hakim. Dekiim l'shah yochal achzor l'hafer. V'hefer l'shah v'adeh mufer l'olam. Once you're made for it, there's nothing to talk about. V'di yochal achay b'achar kach. Why? Why can you undo a hafara? Why? I want to be made for it for an hour. Because once it's not there, it's not there. There's nothing to talk about. So it's a chumrah based on the reality of what hafara is. Right, that reminds us a little bit of a Reb Chaim we mentioned last week. To mention it again, it's the only Reb Chaim on Hilchos Nedarim. So in Masechet Nedarim, you've got to mention this Reb Chaim a couple of times. So the Reb Chaim discusses the Gemara that we had earlier. The Gemara mentioned that if somebody says, Kiyem umufar lech b'mas achas, somebody says, I think we mentioned this just right, 4 or 5 days ago, a couple of days ago, not too long ago. Kiyem umefer b'mas achas, what exactly is the... I don't remember when we mentioned this, but we'll mention it again. Says the Gemara earlier, if somebody's Bekayim Umefer Bebasachas, so then they cancel each other out, the Gemara says. Because of the principle, we think, of Kol She'ena B'Zachar Zeh, Afilu Bebasachas Eino. Anything that cannot apply one after another does not apply at the same moment. So that is the principle at Maseches Kiddushin, and we had it earlier here. But the problem is the Rambam's psak. The Rambam says, if somebody says, Kiyem Umufer Lech Bebasachas, it doesn't cancel each other out. The Rambam says it's Mekayim. It's Mekuyim. If somebody says to his wife, it's Mekuyim and Mufar. So it's Mekuyim. So ask the Reb Chaim, ask the Achronim, what do you mean? It should be nothing. It should be back to square one, and you have to do something. Why is it Mekuyim? Right? It should be Kol She'ena B'Zachar Zeh. Anything that cannot apply one after another cannot apply B'Baz Achas either. So Reb Chaim's answer is exactly what the Karen Ora says here. Why do you usually have the principle of Kol She'edo B'Zachar Zeh Afilu B'Bas Achas Eino? That principle is usually because halachically they can't apply one after another. So for example, if a man goes over to two sisters and says, you're both married to me with this pruta, with two prutas. So he's not married to either of them. Because you can't marry two sisters one after another. Why? Because halacha says no. So you can't marry two sisters at one time either. Kol She'edo B'Zachar Zeh Afilu B'Bas Achas Eino. But, says Reb Chaim, if there's not a halachic reason that it cannot apply one after another, it's just a reality reason, then that's not this principle. So Reb Chaim says, think about Hakama and Hafara. To say that Hakama and then Hafara right, that cannot go because once you do akama, you can't be made for it. So that's fine. Because once you do akama, halachically you can't do afara. That would have the principle of kol she'eda b'zachar zeh, afil b'basach hazedo. But the other way doesn't work, says Reb Chaim. Hafara and then hakama. You know why you can't do akama after afara? Because the nether doesn't exist anymore. Not because halachically we're not going to allow you. There's no more nether. And that's not the principle, says Reb Chaim. Ella, hadanimsa de hakama ba'atzma, so seras la hafara. Fine, an original hakama is halachically does not allow a later hafara. Aval hafara, eno so seras klala hakama. A hafara does not prevent a hakama halachically. Ella da hafara gayis lenidra. Umemelo elo malakayim. But hafara just breaks the nether and there's nothing left. You could figure out a way to have a nether exist after a hafara. There would be able to be a hakama. So it's not a true application of this principle because the nether just doesn't exist. That's exactly what the Keren Aruch says here. That's another nafkamina that the Gemara doesn't mention between hakama and hafara. That hakama you could do for an hour, while hafara you would not be able to do for an hour. Another nafkamidi he quotes too, another one that Gemara does not mention, is that by hafara you can be made for it even without hearing. Ve'enoch yochal akayim below shmia. Right, kiyim cannot happen without shmia. Remember we had earlier that you might be able to do hafara also in the future, according to one day in the Tanoim, you can't do hakama in the future. Those are a couple of chilukim that are not mentioned in the Gemara. Last point here, the Gemara says that you can be shoal on hakama. Well, how long do you have to be shoal on the hakama? Says the Ran, you have to do it that day. If I'm making today she took the nether, I do hakama today. So the Ran says, I have to be shoal on it. Says the Ran right here, in the middle of the skinny lines. She'im hakim yachol yishoal alav ba'oso yom shmiya. On that day. You have to be shoel on the hakama on that day. You look in the Gilead HaShas, he says, Ka kasa tosis ksubis. Tosis ksubis says the same thing. Not everybody says that way. The Tur does not sound that way. And the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz, both in the Das of the Rambam, wonder whether the Rambam also holds like the Tur. Because the Rambam has an ambiguous Lashon. The Rambam says, An Yud Gimel Chaf. Hamekayim nidre ishto obito v'nicham. What if somebody does kiyam and then he's upset? He wants to go back on it. Hareze nishal l'chacham umatir lo hakamaso. He could go to a chacham, be matir on the hakama v'chozer umefer lo bo bayom, and then be mefer it on that day. So what's the on that day going back to? Is it referring back to everything? You could be shoel and chozer umefer bo bayom. Or is it no? You can be shoel on the chacham whenever, even 2 weeks later. But on that day that you're shoel on the chacham, you have to be chozer mefer bo bayom. The mefer bo bayom is not going back on the whole thing. That's the shiloh. So the Radvaz, the Kesef Mishnah also, but I'll read it for the Radvaz. The Radvaz has the suffix. Mashakasav Rabbeinu, v'chozer mefer bo bayom, ika lemedak. It's not clear. Imu yom ha-gneder v'ha-hakama. Is it the day of the original neder? V'im kain. Eini shalom ala hakama ela bo bayom, like the Ran says. O dilma, or no. Bo bayom dainu yom ha-she'ela. V'im kain, nishalon ala hakama v'ilachar kama yamim. V'chozer mefer yom ha-she'ela. And he goes to the Ran, and he says, v'hatur kasav miu nirakiv yashin yachol ha-hafer, hari kivi she'enu yodei alach yachol ha-hafer. Shishikaso v'chulu, and he says, v'kabakab sorach shiye v'yom ha-she'ela shehu lo k'yom ha-shmiya. So he says, I'm not sure the Tur doesn't agree, and the Rambam, he is not sure about, and he doesn't even like the Tur's comparison. He thinks there's a difference between not hearing it and this case. That's the Rambam. He might not need the day of in order to be shoel on it. Okay, back to the Gemara. Try number three to knock out Rabbi Chanina. Try number three, Masav Rav Kahana. If the husband is quiet on the day of, the pasuk is referring to this case. Shosek, if somebody's quiet, amanas, he just wants to cause his wife saras. Not because, meaning to have her in worried that he's going to be making it, but not because he ultimately wants to be making it. Ata omer b'shosek amanas l'meikat, o'enu ela b'shosek amanas l'kayim. Is that what the pasuk's talking about, amanas l'meikat? Or maybe shosek amanas l'kayim, and he wants it to be fulfilled. K'shu omer ki hacharish la, you have a separate phrase, hari b'shosek amanas l'kayim, akasa medaber. That's already mentioned. Ha'amani makayim imachareish yachareish la isha, the extra lashon, v'shosek abaras l'meikat, akazim edaber. So it must be talking about shosek abaras l'meikat. And what do you see? It's considered a shtika that makes the neder stay. Tyufta. So we knock out Rabbi Chanina. And the Gemara says, V'lokim ha'b'shosek abaras l'meikayim ha'b'shosek stam. But why is it a tyufta? Right? Why don't you say the two phrases in the Torah are about the other two types of shtika, not what Rabbi Chanina is talking about. Amaras l'kayim and stam, but not the lowest level. The Gemara says, Kroy yisei riksivi. No, there's a bunch of extra phrases in the text, at least three, for us to understand that it's even including the case of Rabbi Chanina, and therefore it is problematic. So we knocked out Rabbi Akiva. But, says the Gemara, we continue, we pile it on. Masiv Rava, the Ron mentions, that even though we already have a Tiufta, just in case somebody could ever figure out an answer to that Tiufta, we'll have another Tiufta from this. Even though the Rashbam mentions in one place in Mama Basra that the difference between the words Kasha and Tiufta is that Kasha, there is an answer somewhere, but the Gemara just doesn't mention it. Well, Tiufta is a knockout punch, but the Ron here says, you know, his statement is that sometimes you can come up with an answer. Says the Ron in the first wide line. Even though there's already a tiyufta, mosvina nalesu. Right, we ask and we keep piling it on. V'dafkamina de meshkachina piruka biyahid la'el akati havi hach tiyufte. Right, if you find an answer to the first question, you'll still have the second question. So we pile it on. Masiv Rava, we ask from our Mishnah that we had earlier. 2 days ago, nadra im chashecha. If a woman makes a neder right before dark, mefer la ad shelo chashcha. So the husband only has time to be mefer it before dark. Shem lo hefer v'chashcha to yachal hafer. But if he wasn't mefer it in these 10 minutes before nighttime, he can't be mefer it. Says the Gemara. Why? V'amai levi kishosek abanas lemekat. Just like if Rabbi Chanina, if you're right that if you're shosek abanas lemekat, that would not be called a shtika. So why wouldn't you say the same thing where the guy only has 10 minutes? Maybe he's rushed. You shouldn't say it automatically works against him. It shouldn't be any worse that Shosek Abanas Lameikat. Right? He has an even better reason not to be Mekayim it yet. Right? Let's say this is talking about, let me add in one element that I mentioned, it's Shabbos. Right? What's the Gemara's Raya? That even if it's not Letzorach Shabbos, we'd allow it because this is all the only time you have for 1 minute. If you're able to extend it, and do it another time, this is also a great reason. If the Rabbanan would say you can't be mefer on Shabbos, so let him do it after Shabbos. But the Rabbanan do not allow that. It must be because even Amaras L'meikat is no good. So Tiyufta, so again, that Mishnah is also a Raya. Pretty clear that you only have till Shkia. Sunset is the end of the day. We know there's a major machlokas, known as the machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Gra, about how do you calculate a day in terms of Shos Vanios. We know the Magen Avraham always has an earlier Sof Zman Kriyashma than the Gra. Where does that come from? Because the question is how to calculate the Shos Vanios, the days. The Magen Avraham has a longer day. His day is calculated from dawn until Tzeis. That's how he calculates the Shos Vanios. You take all that time and split it by 12. That's your halachic hour. The Gra goes from sunrise to sunset. That's why he has a shorter day. That's why his Sof Zman Kriyashmas are always later than the Magen Avraham's. But that's in terms of general Shos Vanios. The Magen Avraham has a Tosfos, and Daf Gimel and Brachos, right, different rayas to each sheet. The Minhag Olam is like the Gra, the Chazon Ish says the Minhag Olam is like the Gra, and that's what we should follow, Meikar, Meikar Hadin. But most things go by Shkia, so here this goes by Shkia too, that he has until the sun sets. Vaiter. Says the Gemara Masiv. A third try. A third Tiyufta. Masiv Rav Ashi from a Mishnah later on, not a Mishnah earlier. Yodeya Anishish Nedarim. What if the husband says, I knew that she made a neder. Aval Eini Yodeya Sheish Bafirin. I didn't know that I have the power to be made for it. I never read Parshas Matos. I never realized that I could be made for it. So Yafer, the day that he finds out about the Halacha, that's considered Yom Shamo. So he can be made for it that day. Yodeya ani sheish mefirin, aval eini yodeya shezeh neder. I knew I have the koach of hafara. I didn't know that this is a neder. I didn't know that this is a chosh of neder that I have to get rid of. So that's not clear whether he could still be mefer. Rabbi Meir Omer lo yafer. Meir says, no, you knew it was a neder, and that's considered Yom Shamo, the original one. The Chacham Omer yafer. The Chacham says, no, he could still be mefer because he didn't know. So says the Gemara, Via Mai, according to Rabbi Meir, why can't he be mefer? Levi Kishosek Abaras Lameka, why is this any worse? Again, once you have one excuse that you're able to delay, so this should also be a good excuse. So tziyufta, we knock that out. Again, that is not called three times. Rabbi Chanina's shtika manas lemekad is not good enough. We have the general Shas principle called shtika kahoda. Right, Rabbi Chanina is not following that in this case. He's saying shtika might just be not because I want to, but I'm just delaying. Shtika kahoda, though, is a bona fide halachic principle. Right, the Ron says on the bottom line of the Ron of the Perek, Naktina to show the Gamanas Lomekad Kistam, show the Gazamekad Kistam, Velom Matsi Mefer, Biosh Biyad Bavad. We reject Rabbi Chanina. We reject it. He cannot be Mefer except Bo Bayom. Shtika Manas Lakayim, right, Shtika Belev, right, that works automatically, as we said. But Rabbi Chanina, we reject. Even though we do hold, in general, maybe this is part of why we reject him, Shtika Kahoda. If you were Shosek, still we consider that Hoda. Tosas in Yavama says, Shtika Kahoda, that it doesn't mean that you're Vadai agreeing. Let's say somebody says, you owe me money, and the guy doesn't answer. So, it doesn't mean Vadai. Tosas, Pei Chesod Aleph in Yavamas. Kiva de Shosek Nire Lo Emes. The Yodeaksas, she ishraglayam ladavar, avalekala memar hoda mamish, she yodea vadai shekenu, kiva she was shosek. Doesn't mean vadai, but it means bistama, it's true. It's an umdana, but it's not vadai that is the case. That's shtika kahoda. But again, this is the parak. Remember also, if we have time at the end, we'll come back to more goni v'amanas lemekat issues. We have shtika v'amanas lemekat here, but goni v'amanas lemekat is where somebody steals without kavana to really steal. He's going to give it back, which is a similar type of sugya here. He's shosek, amanas, and he's going to be made for it then. We do not compare. We do not hold of shtika v'amanas lemekat. Right? We say, that is called, or actually, no, maybe it is parallel. Shtika v'amanas lemekat, we say, forget amanas lemekat. It's called shtika, and therefore this is a kiyum. Just like goniv amanas lemekat, we say that's a real geneva. Even if you're only doing it amanas lemekat, right? In both cases, we hold that doesn't really undermine what you're doing, the almanas. So maybe it can work together. Hadulach nara marasa, rabosai, we are up to the last parak of Mesechas Nedarim, the 11th parak. Remember, the first 8 prakim of Nedarim are all about making Nedarim. The last 3 prakim that we have here, back from Daf Samach Dalid, the last 3 prakim are about getting rid of Nedarim. The 9th parak, if you remember, parak Rabbi Eliezer, was about psachim, right? What does it mean, psachim? Not the psachim as in samach psachim, but is it with a pesach. A pesach of what can you be poseach a neder with? What about kavod av imo? What about kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What about your own kavod? What about psukim in the Torah? What about nolad? That was all the 9th parak. This 10th parak that we had, parak Nara Marasa, from Daf Samach Vav till now, was all about husbands and when can you be mayfair? And what if he says certain different lashonos? Now we get into types of nedarim. The elu nedarim shu mayfair. What types of nedarim can the husband be mayfair? The elu nedarim dvarim sheyesh bohen inui nefesh. Things, types of nedarim that have self affliction. Inui, we know that word from Yom Kippur. Inui nefesh. It is personally afflicting to the woman. That again be mayfair. There's another category that the Gemara is going to ask, why isn't that in the Mishnah too? There's really 2 categories that it can be mayfair. Nedarim sheyesh bohen inui nefesh and dvarim shebein olaveina. So we'll have to see the Gemara why that's not written here. But that's category 1. For example, im erchatz v'im lo erchatz. If she makes some type of nether, and that nether is totally on the fact that she's not going to take a shower. Im eskashet v'im lo eskashet. Or it's connected to the fact that she's not going to beautify herself. So that's called inui nefesh. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yosi, no. Ein elu nidre inui nefesh. Turning over, I don't think this is inui nefesh. Those are not inui nefesh. The Gemara is going to say that he calls those Ram Shebin Olaveina, but they're still usher. Elu heim nidre inui nefesh. Rabbi Yosi said, no, the following are nidre inui nefesh. Amra konam peiros ha'olam alai. If she says, all the fruit of the world are usher on me. Hareze yachal lahafer. Right, that's, he can be made for that. That's called inui nefesh. She's not going to be able to eat fruit for the rest of her life. Peros Medina Zu Alai, if she only asers the fruit of one country, Yavilami Medina Acheres. So that's not inui nefesh, because they could bring from another Medina. The Ron says that the case here is that she's noted from a different city, and it's easy to get from the other city that she did not include. Right, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about a case where it's impossible to get from the other cities because it's comparable to the next line. Peros chenvani ze alai. If she says the fruit of this storekeeper on me, enu yachal lahafer. He can't be made for why? Because you can just get from a different store. Vimlo haisa parnasaso elamimenu. But what if the husband only has a certain credit line with one store, and this is basically the store that she could get from, and that's it? Hareza yafer divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi would say, meaning if it's very difficult, so that he can't be made for, and that's how Duran says, you compare it to the previous line as well. So what's included here? Food items, says Rabbi Yossi, and the Tanakhama said other physical issues. If you look at the Baal HaTurim, has another suggestion. The Baal HaTurim on La'anos Nafesh in Parshas Matos, the Baal HaTurim quotes a pasuk in Tehillim that says La'anos is related to music, clay shear. Alam Ratzeach, he has a line where La'anos is used as a musical instrument. So he says, Lomar, Shem Nadrash Lishmoa Klei Shir, Shabala Meferla, Shechashiv Nidre Inu Nefesh. Like it says in Mori Katan. She promises never to listen to music. That's also an Inu Nefesh. The Baal HaTurim says in Parshas Matos at the end of Perek Lamed. Another example. Keep in mind the Machlokas Rishonin that we mentioned earlier. And that is Rambam versus most other Rishonim. The Mishnah here says that the husband has limited power, right? Only certain types of nedarim. Does the father also have limited power, or is it only the husband? But the husband's power is elastic. So, Rov Rishonim, right here, the Ran and Tosfos and the Rush all say that this Mishnah is about the father also. The Ran says, the Rush, Av Obal, Tosis, Bain Av, Bain Baal, all three on the page say that this Mishnah is about both. The Rambam says the father can be made for all types of Nadarim. Any neder that his daughter makes, doesn't matter. Even though they're both working through Hafara, make his Gaias, but still the Rambam says that the father's power is is wider than the husbands, and even though they're comparable in certain ways, as we've said, they're not comparable in every way. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis, Kol Hanadarim Ashvuos Ha'av Mefer B'yom Shamo Shneimar Kol Nedareha Ve'esareha Aval Habal In Yachol Ha'afer Ela Kol Nedar B'Shvuos Sheish Beminu Nefesh O Shein Dvarim Shemino Levina. Right, the Rambam limits it. Right, you don't compare it. It's compared in other regards, but not total. If you look in the Tur, we quoted this before. The Tur quotes Rabbi Yechiel in Simen Reish Lamed Daled. Rabbi Yechiel says, "Well, maybe it depends. Before Erisin, the father is allowed to be made fair all types of nedarim. But once Erisin takes place, and at the time during Erisin, it only makes sense," says Rabbi Yechiel, and probably the Rambam himself would make sense that B'shas Erisin, where there's a team of the father and the husband, you have to say the father's limited to what the husband can do too. But what about after Erisin? The Mishnah back on Daf Ayin, where if the husband dies, Nisrokna, the woman goes back to her father. So do we say now he gets power to those Nedarim like he had earlier or not? Said Rabbi Chiel, no. The Rambam says, fine, I'll agree with the Rambam before Erisin, but after Erisin, when she goes back to her father's house, so then I would say, no, the other Rishonim are right, that it's limited to the ones that he was able to do during Erisin. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, all these different days are quoted. Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Daled quotes these different opinions of the power of the father. Reish Lamed Daled, all the sheetahs are quoted. Yesh Omrim, Shagama Av Eino Mefer Nedarim She'in Behemini Nefesh. V'yesh b'shamatir, v'yesh b'shachilek, shekodem shenasarsa, mefer kona dareha, ala nasarsa, v'mesaris, v'chazal urshuso, azeinu mefer, ela nidja idu nefesh. All three sheets are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed Daled, Sif Nun Ches. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Nidri inu nefeshu de mefer. Sheimem inu nefesh, eno mefer. Only inu nefesh can be mefer. But if it's not inu nefesh, he has no power. Vatanya, but we learned in the Brisa, so there's another category. Benishli, ishto ben avlavito malami shabal mefer, dvarim shebeino leveina. Right? Any halachos of between him and her, you can be mefer. We'll get to that in a second. Let's just continue and say, says the Gemara, you're right. Actually, let's do it now. What's the definition of dvarim shebeino leveina? That's a machlokas rishonim. The Rush right here. Start with that. The Rush says here anything that's goreim eva beino leveina, anything that causes strife, anything that would cause marital strife. The Shita Mekubetzes, later on, and the Pei Aleph says, maybe it has to always has something to do with the physical, something to do with Tatsha Shemita. But the other Rishonim, the Rashier, sounds more expanded, and the Tosas Rid also. If you look at the Tosas Rid right here, the Tosas Rid has a more expanded. The Tosas Rid says, if it's something that he or she, if she is mechuyeves to do to her husband, he doesn't have to be made for it. That's, you know, making a neder against what she has to do. But the Tosafot Rid says, if it's anything beyond that, beautiful lashon. He quotes, like the Rush says, Dvarim shebein olaveina rabim heim, v'klal omer kol davar hagorem chilik da'as beinehem, yikare davar shebein olaveina, kigon, she'ena rotza lecholi mo b'kara achas, she doesn't want to eat with him, o b'sholchan echad, o shalol l'schoki mo, she doesn't want to play around with him, o shalol l'ozro b'malacha, she doesn't want to help him with something he's doing, u b'chol ha'sakav, shomeres lo, lo e'asa l'cha ki'im ha'malachos sheha'isha chayeves l'bayla. I'm not going to do anything with you except what the Torah says I have to do. So that ruins the marriage. So what? That per se, the Torah is not one of the malachas, like the Mishnah says in Ksubis, that Isha Osa Labayla. But she's ruining the marriage, says the Tosas Rid. Right? It causes Eva. Right? A husband and wife have to be connected on so many different levels. And if she says this is Dover, Shabbat Olaveina. Right? That's what is included. Good. So let's start the Gemara's question. How can the Mishnah only mention Dvarim Shel Inui Nefesh? What about Dvarim Shemid Olaveina? So the Gemara's answer is, Amri, you're right. Halan v'halan mefer. You're right. The husband can be mefer even Dvarim Shemino Leveina, but there's a difference. And that's why the Mishnah only mentioned Inui Nefesh. Mihu Inui Nefesh mefer la'olam. Inui Nefesh, once the husband is mefer a Dvar Shel Inui Nefesh, it's mufar forever. Even after he might eventually divorce her. But if it's not, if it's davar shebeino leveina, if it's something that affects the relationship, while they're still married, it's mufar. But once he divorces her, then it's not beino leveina anymore. And therefore, the nether is chal again, right? It sounds like we had this a couple of months ago, back on Daf Yud Ches. We had, if you make a shvua, al gabi a shvua. So the second one might be nothing until the first shvua is nishal, and then the second one might be chal. That's what this sounds like. B'dvarim shebeino leveina, she'ein b'aminu nefesh, avol yesh b'aminu nefesh, l'chayel alei nidrei. The Gemara, again, repeats it. So that's why it's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says yinu nefesh, because that's mufar forever. But d'varim shebeino leveina, only until divorce. Says the Gemara, is that really true? It's chozer v'neyur. V'dvarim she'ein b'aminu nefesh, ki megarish l'chayel alei. It's going to be chal automatically again? Doesn't sound that way from the following. Vatnan. The Mishnah says later on. The Mishnah is about a case where the woman assers her maisei yadayim on the husband. So one opinion says, he doesn't have to do anything. Doesn't have to do anything because she's meshubedes. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Yafer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, he has to be made for why? Shema yagarshena. Maybe he will be megarisher. V'tehe asuralo. And then all of the maisei yadayim would then become asser to him. And therefore be made for it. So that doesn't happen. So what do you see from that Mishnah, though? If he would be made for it, the effects are even after Gerishin. Alma, ki megarish la, umefer la, meikara havi afara. The afara works forever. That's exactly why you have to do afara. So even after Gerishin, it does not hurt him if he would want to marry her again. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Modify our previous answer. Amri halan mahalan havi afara. You're right. Both by Inui Nefesh and by Beino Leveina, it is a hafara. Ella, here's the difference. Nidre Inui Nefesh made for Bein La'atzbo, Bein La'achirim. Nidre Shalei Inui Nefesh are mufar forever. Forever and ever, it doesn't matter what state she's in. Ein by Inui Nefesh. But if it's not Inui Nefesh, it's Beino Leveina, La'atzbo Mefer. What does La'atzbo mean? When they're married or when they could get married. Meaning before she marries somebody else, it's still mufar. La'acherim eino mufar. But if she would get remarried, and now there's an isser of machzer grushaso la'achar shenisseis, right, now he can now marry her, so then it would kick in. U'hachitani, and this is how we should understand it. Elu nedarim shu mefer, bein la'asma, bein la'acherim, nedarim sheish b'mini nefesh. The Mishnah is only telling us about cases that the nether would be mufar automatically forever, and that's inui nefesh. When it comes to the ones that so then those only are mufar as long as he is or can marry her. But if he can't, if she marries somebody else, it's no good. Just wanted to mention one Rambam, which I mentioned in the past, the Tosfot here said that she's ruining the world. Zar Shevin Olaveina means what she's ruining. If she says, I don't want to be involved with your life, I'll do everything I have to do, but beyond that, forget it. That's not a marriage. And that's ruining a marriage. So that relates to the Rambam on the Mishnah Kenei Lecha Chaver. The Rambam has a beautiful piece where he says, on the Mishnah, the first parak of Perkei Avos, there are three types of friends. Three types of Chaverim. Kenei Lecha Chaver. One, the Rambam says, is Ahava, he says, Ohev Toeles, Ohev Menucha, Ohev Mala. Right, three ways. Ohev Toeles, which means, this is the lowest level friend. There's something in it for me. Right? I get benefit. Right, it's like a business partner. Right, I give you and you give me. That's the lowest level. Oev toelas. Oev minucha. That means something deeper. Something deeper. Somebody who I'm like a best friend. Best friend. I share things with you. I feel good being around you. Right, it's a minucha. Like we share life together. That's number two. But and a husband and wife have to be both of those. But then they also have to be the third. Ohev ma'ala. What does that mean? Where the husband and the wife together, with the two people in the relationship together join, so they, because they share a common dream, they share a common goal. That's what it is. She'etava shneim v'kavanasam l'davar echad. V'hu atov. V'sheyirtza kol echad l'he'azer b'chaveiro. B'hagia atov v'hu l'shneim yachad. They help each other to achieve the result. And that's the ultimate. And that's what the Rambam says is a Rebbe Talmud relationship. That they come together in order to get to the MS, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you can also relate this to a husband and wife relationship. They come together to build a bias Neman on so many different levels. They have to be connected, right? And that's exactly what, according to the Tosfos Rid, the Dvarim Shebeino Leveino undermine that type of relationship. So that's why it's a great Rambam to quote at a Shever Brachas or at an Afrif. But that's the Rambam. And this Tosfos Rid. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots. The show will continue next time with Daf Peh.